Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Coast to coast.
We are back. Hour number two for El Coast to Coast on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Carver High and Joe Lisi go for the two in for Scotty here. As always on Wednesdays, you get an extended Carver and Lisi. You hear me and Joe on Sports Grid Radio every night, 10 p.m. East. Usually going through the night's games, yelling at each other, etc., etc. You can get that all the time, right? Joe with the smirk. Joe knows. Maybe even a couple points. Give the point too, right, Joe? Late night on the radio show. You do that also?
Hey, yeah. Carver, the point. Get the can.
Get the point, baby. All right. So this hour, me and Cam will do the golf picks. Coach has his NBA Finals futures. Me and Joe have to get through the rest of this baseball. One last thing, one more thing from last night, because it kind of leads into the awards graphic that I have for you, Joe, and that is the Diamondbacks win again. I think I just like playing Diamondback highlights because we have that little action, me and you, between Arizona and Oakland. But 5-1 last night, they beat Colorado. Couple of homers for them, but Corbin Carroll going deep on Bally Sports Arizona, putting the icing on the cake.
Quite a pace out there. It looks like he's getting ready to come into the ballgame, not just throwing to get loose.
Fly ball to right field, Corbin Carroll, and it's gone. Third Diamondback home run tonight, and it's 5-0.
5-0. They would finish it off 5-1, Joe, as the Diamondbacks have been one of the surprise teams over the first 2 months. They are breathing down the Dodgers' neck in the NL West. Been very good. Gallen pitched well again last night as well. All right. MLB odd leaders for all of these awards. Let me give you a couple of these, Joe. Otani, as we mentioned before, is minus 130 to win the American League MVP. Shane McClanahan's plus 350 for the Cy Young. And the rookie, Masataka Yoshida of the Red Sox, plus 150. Acuna Jr. in the NL MVP, plus 100. NL Cy Young, Spencer Strider, plus 2 bills. And Corbin Carroll, who we just played the homer from, plus 150 for the NL Rookie of the Year. I wanted to give you the Freeman number, Joe. I told you that I would, chasing down Acuna. Freeman now 7-1.
Oh, not
second choice. Seven. Now, look, I'm not saying it's upsetting because there was 25s, like,
literally 2 weeks ago. 20, I think, right, was the number right that we discussed.
Yes. Now, 7's still a pretty good number, Joe. I think he's on such a tear right now that it's only going to get better. He's only going to get closer, I think.
You got to hope he goes on a cold streak, like 0 for 23, and then all of a sudden maybe pick it up after the All-Star break. I mean, that's the problem. We miss these numbers. No, I can. By principle, I can't jump on it. That's one of your statements.
You might have missed them. You might have missed them. You might have missed the good numbers.
Oh, you took the 20? You took the 20?
Doesn't mean everybody else did.
This is my downtime. You know I'm looking at college football. I'm not, outside the hockey and the NBA, I'm not looking at baseball like I should have pulled the trigger on Freeman. I liked him. Him and Vlad were my two guys. And I said it, Judge 10-1, and now I missed the boat.
You know what you would have did? You would have parlayed him together. Judge
no,
and
I wouldn't.
Freeman.
Don't be. You see, there you go now. You see, now you're throwing salt into the wound. Don't do that.
I am doing no such thing. No such thing. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, Sports Byline. Good to have everybody with us here today. All right, Joe, let's roll. Tonight, San Diego in Miami again against the Marlins. Blake Snell against Braxton Garrett will be the pitching matchup here. Right now, Joe, we're having some day with this thing, Joe. That's for sure. We are having some day. Minus 115 for San Diego road favorites. Minus 105 for Miami. 8.5 the total there.
I'm going to take San Diego minus the short number. I think they get it done. Total, I mean, I would lean to the under. I don't love it. You know, I always love overs, but this is a game I think I would take the under, especially with the humidity in Miami.
A little humidity. Maybe they got the roof closed tonight, Joe. You never know. You get the little roof closed down there.
Awesome.
at the ballpark. that does happen from time to time. Milwaukee and Toronto tonight. I like the over in this one, Joe. Julio Teheran and Alek Manoah are the starters here. The Blue Jays are minus 165, plus 140 for Milwaukee. A flat 10.
Love it.
Up and away, Joe. This is one
let's
of them.
Do it.
Two pitchers. Manoah's supposed to be good, but he's been awful this year.
All right,
his
so
ERA's
let's go.
Almost at six. Let's take the I'm in on the over.
Blue all Jays right, you got me. You didn't. I love it. Let's alt it. Let's
wanna
take
alt
it up to
it?
14. I mean, could Vlad
12,
and the crew just break out? Could they win 12-5 or something like that?
Kind of do what the Angels are doing in Chicago today, 10-1 now after the Taylor Ward home run. What did you miss there, Joe? Did you want to play that over with the Angels and the White Sox?
I did.
Today?
I you told you last
one?
Night. And
Cubs now lead the Rays 3-2 in Chicago as well. All right, we'll do the rest of the baseball later on. We got to do the golf with Cam, the hoops with Coach, Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you with us. Every Wednesday, we get ready for this week's PGA Tour event with the Prime Minister, Cam Stewart. Game time decisions every day, every weekday here on Sports Grid, 6 p.m. East. All right, Cam, it's a big one. We're back. Another elevated event. We're done with the Colonial last week and the little Argentinian with a big heart, Emiliano Grillo, getting it done in the playoff. What? And hey, there's plenty of weeks we sit here. We got great fields like this and huge events and all the best players. Last week really wasn't that. But man, I mean, there was a lot of mess going on at the end of that tournament, and Grillo ends up winning the playoff.
Good call, Carver. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I hate these desert tournaments where minus 30 and stuff. But the problem is these guys are all egomaniacs. They don't want to shoot, like, you know, one under is a good score. They don't want to play U.S. Open-style golf. But that Colonial, tell me, man, they're having a course redo. That course can kill you if you don't keep it straight. So I'd like to see more of that. But you know the way these guys are. Oh, the course is too hard. You're professional golfers. It's supposed to be hard. But anyway, this week should be a lot of fun. 120 guys. It's limited. It's Jack's tournament. It's big. Muirfield, this course is going to play tough and long, Carver. Should be fun.
It certainly does every year. We love Jack's tournament. I was watching a little bit of the festivities out there earlier today. Jack, very excited to have everybody there at his track. Let's start with the favorites for this one, Cam. Of course, as always, when we have these elevated events or majors, Scottie Scheffler, Jon Rahm, and usually Rory McIlroy are the three guys who are away from everybody. Not this week, Cam. Scheffler and Rahm, of course, are there with their 600s and 750s. But Rory actually, and he's now even with Schauffele. Schauffele was ahead of Rory yesterday, and so was Cantley. So they're finally starting to price Rory down a little bit with how he's played in these big tournaments.
Yeah, here's the thing. I don't know what Rory's going to do. His driver's fantastic, Carver, but you and I, we watch every shot of these tournaments. His wedge game is loose. He's an erratic putter. And I hate to say it, he's not as good as these other guys. I'll take Scheffler over him. I'll take Rahm over him. Hell, I'll take Cantlay and Schauffele over him. Until Rory can figure out his wedge game and start hitting some putts. And know what the thing is, Carver? He should be better because he hits it off the tee straight and long. But you can't be 30 feet from the hole when other guys like Scheffler are inside 10 feet. Rory's got to clean it up. His short game's a mess.
He certainly does. Let's get to our picks. I'll start with my outrights. And I usually go one kind of chalky play. I hate taking guys under 10-1. Rahm is so good at this course. And actually, Cam, I was able to get him boosted up to 10-1. So I'm going to get this Rahm price at 10, which I like is a little more palatable than plus 750. So I'm going with Rahm. He's got a win here. He should have had two. If he had the round three lead the year that they threw him out of the tournament with the positive COVID test that Cantley then ended up winning. So Rahm has been excellent at Muirfield. I'm in on him. Morikawa also, good history here, but hasn't closed the door. 22-1. Anytime I see Justin Thomas at 30, I almost don't even care how he's playing, Cam. If you're going to give me 30, any week he could show up and be himself. So I'm going to take him. Sungjae Im at 35-1, and I love Tagala on this course. Played great here last year. Where me and you are, we're on the train now. It's like we talk about this all the time. The Willie Z train, we were on it. We're on the Tagala train until he finally cashes us that big ticket and wins one of these events, because it's going to happen.
I think he can win this week. And I got to be honest with you, I'm going to put up my picks too. I like Cantlay as chalk, but if you're getting John Rahm at 10, I'd rather have him even over Scheffler. I think John Rahm, he has every tool in the bag to win at this type of course. It's going to be tough. But I'm going to tell you, I know they say the it's all chalk that wins. I'm telling you, I feel very good with the mid-range guys. I'm taking Hatton. This guy's knocking on the door, Carver. I know you take him a lot, too. Look at these prices, 33-1. He's always there. He's a top five, top 10 machine. If he can find a way to putt on Sunday, he'll get it done. Hideki's won here before. I look at his track record at Muirfield. It's brilliant. You said you saw 40-1. I saw 33, 35. I clipped to 37. Siwoo Kim, this guy, kind of like what you say about Thomas. Anytime, any week, he's going to get it done. Tagala, we both have to get on him. I think he can win this tournament. Tom Kim and my bomb, Justin. What? Justin, sir, huh? Sir, 200-1. This guy's on leaderboards every week. I'll take it.
He is on leaderboards every week. In fact, I tried to sneak in with him last week, Saturday night. He played great on Saturday down at Colonial.
Gagged on Sunday.
And I played him for a T5 at, I think it was plus 225 or something like that. Yeah. And unfortunately, he just wasn't making the same putts on Sunday and couldn't get me across that line. But he has been very hot lately, so I like it. Here I go with the 10s, 20s, and 40s. I don't like Cantlay, Cam, but I like money. And Cantlay finishes in the top 10 at this place. Plus 115 for that. Jason Day with a top 10 at plus 240. Matthew Fitzpatrick, get back on track here with a T20 at 130. Tom Kim, like him for this track at 190. And now some deep shots. Dangerous Denny McCarthy, great history at Muirfield. Here we go. Plus 300 for him for a T20. And Matt Wallace.
I like that Wallace.
Who's got top fives and tens at this track. Top 40. For plus 190. I know he hasn't been playing well. That's why he's really far down the board. But give me Matt Wallace just to get me in the top 40, Cam. Let's go.
I'm going to tell you, Carver, I used to take Matt Wallace in European tournaments at 30-1. I know he just did something this week where he's been grinding out. I know he got some status. He might be playing with house money once in a while. And I'm telling you, this guy can win. When he's on the leaderboard, he's not afraid. He's beaten guys like Hatton before. He's beaten the big guys before. He knows Rahm. He's played on the Euro Tour. So you know what? One of these weeks, we're going to be on Wallace to win. But I love that pick. Here we go. I'm going to go top 20s, me and you two. Patrick Cantlay, slower than a bottle of maple syrup in Canada. But I'll tell you, at plus 115 for a top 10, I'm in. Tap the tree. Tyrell Hatton, he's a volcano. We got to love a guy with a temper. Coach is coming up next. He's a rager. Plus 270 with Tyrell Hatton, Ricky Fowler, top 20. Come on, Ricky, don't lose that number. Hideki, you could do it for me in Japan. Hideki, let's go. Plus 160. Tagala, plus 170. And Tommy Kim, the same as you, Carver. Let's roll. Love that price for a top 20, getting more than 2-1.
I think the thing with Wallace, Cam, and I saw it too, I think he's getting, he needs like points for the Ryder Cup team for Europe, right?
Yes,
and I think
that, good call.
That's what it is. I think that he's getting really close where he obviously now with no Sergio, no Poulter, none of those guys, somebody like Matt Wallace could be on that Ryder Cup team this year, so he's trying to make that happen. You got 40s as well, Cam. You give me these 40s with Harmon and Suh? Yep. Let's go.
I'll breathe through them. Yeah, I got. You're giving me Ben on at top 40. This guy's actually playing really good. Plus 125. Brian Harmon, the little lefty that could, plus 130. I think he actually has a good track record here. Justin Suh, top 40. Are you kidding me? Plus 150, all plus money. What do you got for me, Carver? I know you got some big bombs for your first-round leaders. Can't wait.
The first round leader bombs for the Memorial tomorrow. Let's go. Sahith Tagala, let's start fast at 50-1 for our man Sahith. Tom Kim, another guy. Let's start fast, Cam, at 55-1. Dangerous Denny McCarthy, 75-1. There's Justin Suh for you, Cam. 90-1. Stay hot, young man, after last week. Rye Bread is a permanent guy on the first round leaderboard at 90-1. He's always a Thursday warrior. Adam Schenck. Coming off the playoff loss at the Colonial last week, let's see if we can maybe parlay that, Cam, into some good play on Thursday at 100-1. And for the deep bomb this week, we will go riding Ryder on the Storms, Sam Ryder at 130-1 for first round leader. Let's get it,
tight
Cam,
pants.
This week. I feel
tight
it, Cam.
Pants, Ryder.
Let's get a big week here. We haven't had one since like the RBC. Let's get a big week for us.
You're right, Carver. Love those picks, too. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to ride a couple of those first rounders. And watch out. I'm going to tell you, maybe Tagala goes wire to wire like a horse. That would be amazing, Carver. And then on Monday, we can count the cash. My car's putting me in orbit right now. $1,500.
Cam,
I need winners.
From your lips to God's ears, if we can get Tagala wire to wire this week, get him a first round leader and the outright win on Sunday. Give me the big fella standing with Jack on Sunday after winning that tournament, Cam. Let's go. All right, coast to coast. We'll come back. Coach Young, the lion's share. Picks, NBA Finals. We're back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Or pray. This is a whole new jungle. This is The Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you with us. Dodgers are off and running, by the way. Mookie Betts and Will Smith both homer in the first inning off of Corbin and the Nationals. So away they go. Out there. BetMGM, of course, wants to let you know the first bet offer. That's right. Bonus code SG1000. How do you get it? Sign up and deposit into your newly created account. Download the BetMGM Sports app on iOS or Android or visit BetMGM.com. Place your first bet offer and receive up to 1,000 back in bonus bets if it loses. If the bet does lose, your bonus bets will be available once the wager is settled. That's right, bonus code SG1000. Speaking of BetMGM, it is time for the Lion's Share, brought to you by BetMGM. And here is Coach James Young with us as we get ready. NBA Finals, Game 1, tomorrow night in Denver. Coach, I'll say this. I'll give at least the Celtics and the Heat went all the way to 7, so we didn't have like one of these like week and a half waits, like waiting around for this game. We only have a couple of days since they win 7, and now we get right back at it tomorrow night. It is a very long wait, though, for the Nuggets, Coach. And we're going to go through some of your series-long props that you got here, but what are you thinking about that kind of a layoff for this team with Miami? You know, they've been playing basically the whole time, and they're going to run right back at it tomorrow night in Denver.
You know, and I think what you have to realize, Carver, is when you are Spo, as he was playing Boston, you're still prepping for the next round opponent. So they've already have all their tapes and scouts already probably ready for Denver from probably game 6. I mean, even game 5 when they were, you know, when it was 3-0, they could have been having their stuff ready for Denver. So they're going to be ready. One thing I would be curious for people to look at, Miami Heat plus the points in the first quarter, maybe even Miami, ready, folks, to be leading after the first quarter. It's really hard to not play a competitive game in a week and a half and then turn the engines on. Ready? Because you're also at home. So you got to deal with the ticket requests, and everybody wants to get to the finals. And it's the first time for this team. It's the first time for this coach. Here comes Spoelstra. Big Game 7 win. They got the playoff experience. So for me, I could look at, even though I think Denver could win Game 1 and should, I wouldn't be surprised if Miami jumped them, especially in that first quarter. So whether it's first quarter, first to 10, first to 15, first to 20, I would be looking really at Miami to come out guns blazing in the first quarter of game number one.
Yeah, and I know you're going to do game one stuff tomorrow with Pharrell when he comes back, but I'm with you. I think the Heat, that's a big line. Heat have been good in these game ones. We know they've won them all on the road. I don't think they're going to do that, but I think they're going to be in the mix here, not just in the first quarter, but the whole game to kick things off. And one note about what you were saying, the ticket requests, things like that. Here's the one thing I'll say about the Nuggets. The guy that's their best player, I don't think he's a guy that's going to be bothered by stuff like that. Like, it seems like the Joker just, he's the kind of star that I don't think anything bothers him. I think he just shows up to the gym and he just dominates. Like, I think it would be different for some guys, but not for him.
Yeah, no. He just balls. He barely says anything. You could see maybe Jamal Murray being a little tight early in game number one. You know, he kind of has this thing where he gets kind of slow going, Carver High, and then he gets rolling a little bit. You got a guy like KCP, he's got a little bit of experience with playing with the Lakers and playing in big spots. So, but to me, I do think I wouldn't worry about the Joker. My concern with Miami is the guy who's going to guard the Joker and Bam Adebayo. As much as we want to talk about how great the Heat were in game number seven, Bam has not been good. Bam has not been good in about four or five games. And he got into foul trouble, if I'm not mistaken, in game number seven. If you get him into foul trouble, two fouls in the first quarter, three in the first half, four early into the third quarter, and I know he's done a nice job, but if you got to turn around and have Cody Zeller guard him, good luck. Unless you're going to go small and have Kevin Love guard him, which I don't know if that's even better, because Kevin Love was basically a DNP last game. So to me, Bam is the guy here for Miami. If Miami wants to really make this a serious Carver High or steal it, Bam has to be huge this series. Because if Joker completely dominates Bam, it's a problem. Got to remember, folks, even though he outplayed Anthony Davis, Anthony Davis at least brought it on the defensive end with the rebounds and the blocks. Bam isn't even getting to 10 rebounds now. So if he's giving you 12.6 rebounds and Joker's giving you 28 and 15, that's a major L for the Heat.
I don't think anyone, not on the Heat, like in general, can stop Joker. But I think the Heat will have major problem. I don't think Bam can stop Joker. But you're right. When he got in foul trouble in that game, the guys were even saying it, when it was Reggie and Van Gundy and these guys doing the game, like, man, the Heat go real small when Bam goes out of that game, because they didn't want to play Zeller, and they didn't want to play Kevin Love either. They didn't want to put those guys on the floor. And I don't know how you could avoid that when you're playing a team like this that not only has Joker, but Gordon has size. Porter has size, even though Porter's not an inside really player, but these are big dudes, coach. And I think the size is going to be a major problem for them in this series. All right, let's do the Lions here, because I got to tell you, we're like reading each other's mail. Coach, like me and Cam with the golf picks, me and you are reading each other's mail here, because two of your picks, me and Lisi talked about last night on the radio, and I already fired them in. So go ahead, Coach. Give us the lion's share for today.
First pick, we're going to take after three games. I have Denver up 2-1. I think Denver, who has been undefeated at home, Carver High said it best, they're going to probably be in a dogfight in game number one, steal it, probably a bigger win in game number two, and then Miami desperate in game three, and they get it. It's even money, 2-1, Denver. Even if Denver somehow gets a split and Miami steals one, I think Denver will return serve at game three. 2-1, Denver over Miami. Next play. Exact score of the series. Now, when you look at this, there's no way that they're sweeping this. So with the plus money is out there, I'm going to split my money two ways, Carver. I'm going to take Denver 4-1, and I'm going to take Denver 4-2. Because I don't think they get swept, Miami, but I don't think this goes to game seven. Either way, it's plus 225 for 4-1. 4-2 is plus 400. Split it. Either one of those cash, you come out with plus money. Last one. This is the sneaky one I'm going with. Three-point leader, I'm going to go with Michael Porter Jr. at 4-1. I know Jamal Murray has been really good, but they cut the head off with the snake. I think they're going to be worried with Carrie talking about this with the size of Joker inside. They got to send a double team somewhere, some way. I think Michael Porter Jr. gets loose. He may have a big game where he hits like four threes in a game. Michael Porter Jr. to lead the series in three-pointers made at 4-1.
Coach, I love them all, especially, I'll tell you, the Nugget 2-1 after three, I think is a great play. I'm with you. I don't see the Heat getting routed in this series. I just don't see it. I don't think they can win the series. I'm saying they can't win, but I just don't think they will win the series. I think they'll get some games here. 2-1 after three is one of my plays. And the Nuggets 4-2. I think the Heat are good for two games. They're not getting swept. They're not getting thrown around here. Two games I think they'll get. 4-2 is where I'm going. I like your strategy. Maybe split that a little bit. 5 or 6 for the Nuggets to win in. 7 is probably a bit of a stretch. But the way Miami's played, maybe it isn't. The three-point leader for Porter, I love that. Because the hard thing is, Coach, you can't play these other ones. Like, no. you can't play the assist because Joker's like minus 10,000. The rebounds, Joker's minus 10,000. Like, it's really hard. And I love those series-long props for the players. But the assists and the rebounds are already off the table. Points is intriguing. Joker's favored, but not by as much. And you have Butler and Murray and Porter, etc., in there. But I like where you're going with Porter because the Heat spread it out, Coach. There's a lot of different guys that are going to hit threes for the Heat.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's why I like Porter Jr. because he's their best shooter. Now, one thing to look at, when you look at the leading scorer, I wouldn't be surprised if Jamal Murray actually outscores the Joker in this series, because if you're Miami, what are you going to do? You're going to cut the head off at the snake, which means they're going to double. They're going to do whatever they can to get the ball out of Joker's hands. That gets Jamal Murray loose. Sneaky last one. It's 12-1, I think, and last time I saw it last night. I think there's a chance Jamal Murray could be MVP. Now, listen, if Joker does Joker things, it's going to be Joker. But if Murray gets one of these heaters where he's got a couple of these 30-point games like he did against the Lakers, it could be close, but it's probably going to be the Joker. Just not enough value.
I want to do it, Coach, but you know how these things roll. It's like with the East just now. I thought Martin was the MVP, They ain't not going to give it to Jimmy Butler. So that's kind of just how it goes. Coach will be back tomorrow. Picks for Game 1 with Scotty, the Lion's Share.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver Hyde, Joe Lisi in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you with us. All right, Joe, a lot has happened while you were away here in the baseball, especially. The Rays now lead the Cubs 4-3 on a Jose Siri two-run shot. So the Rays back in front. They're in the bottom of the eighth. Orioles and Cleveland going back and forth here. Naylor and Josh Bell homered in the fourth for the Guardians to make it 6-5. And now Anthony Santander homers a two-run shot to put the Orioles back in front 7-6. So lots of runs in Baltimore. Yeah. And, of course, Santander homered because I played him to homer last night. So, of course, he's going to homer today. That's kind of the way it always works, Joe. You bet a guy to hit a homer, and then the next day he hits a homer. It's just amazing how that happens. The Braves have now taken a 2-0 lead in Oakland on an Ozzie Albies two-run shot, and homers aplenty in Los Angeles. Dodgers got Mookie Betts and Will Smith homers in the first to go up 3-0. The Nationals respond with the Ruiz and Abrams homers back-to-back. So four homers already in L.A., and they're only in the bottom of the second. So there you go. The ball flying out in L.A. Did you take that over, Joe,
in
the Dodgers and the Nationals?
I didn't take any. Carver, I'm a mess right now. You know, you got me. You know what happens when we do the show at night? I'm not looking at the camera. I'm constantly looking at your face on the show, and I can't look at my phone to put in the bets. That's why.
It's honestly not a very good excuse.
You were going to say it's not a good face. I was going to say you're beautiful.
It's not
baby.
A good excuse. Like, you just had some time. Like, you know, Cam was on, Coach was on.
I'm stuck in football land. You told me it was going to be a football show.
I got lots of football for you in the last hour. Don't worry.
Last time you said that, you gave me a 3-minute clip.
I got Saban clips, Jimbo Fisher. I got everybody for you today. You don't got to worry about it.
Saban clips. Big football show. I don't forget either. It's in the data bank. I might not get you today or tomorrow, but come sometime in October when I'm having my pumpkin spice coffee, I'm going to get you. You know that. Yeah.
Pumpkin spice coffee.
Love it.
Go for it, too. Let's get back. Let me give you these last couple baseball games for tonight. We'll start in Fenway with the Red Sox and Cincinnati. This is another over that I love, Joe. Why? Because we have Luke Weaver and James Paxton on the mound in this one. The Red Sox are -165, +140 for Cincinnati. 10.5, the healthy total at Fenway.
Healthy. Now it's up. It was just 10 when we talked about it about 40 minutes ago. How about the Reds, though? I sort of like the Reds with plus money. Pull out the ball game last night. They're not playing bad. You know? So let's go with the Reds and the over tonight.
I don't mind the Reds. I don't think the Red Sox are any good. I think their pitching is awful. I could see the Reds once again. They did it last night. They scored a bunch of runs. But I think the over, Joe, is just a better spot because I think both teams will score. Like last night. I don't know if I can get 17 runs again.
Homers?
But
no homers last night or one? Should we
only
play
one
tonight?
So you're saying you want to go with some taters tonight at Fenway. You think some guys could hit some bomb? All right. We will look into that. I'm going to take a look the next break and see what numbers we got for homers in that game. The Phillies are at Citi Field again. Not much offense for them last night against Senga. Tonight, though, they have Carlos Carrasco. That should bring some offense. Aaron Nola goes for Philadelphia. Mets, Phillies actually, Joe, road favorites here now. -115 at Citi Field. Mets -105 and the flat nine, the total after only two runs last night.
This is tough. Nola screws me all the time. I always play his over and I get screwed. So let's go under. But I sort of like the Mets. I think the Mets are bouncing back into form. They could win a tight ball game, 3-2, 3-1. I think it's going to be low scoring, though. Give me the Mets and the under tonight.
I kind of like the under as well. I like the under. Under 9 for me tonight.
I don't see a lot of runs tonight.
I don't see a lot of runs either. The Twins are in Houston again against the Astros. Louis Varland and Hunter Brown will be the pitchers there. Astros -175. Twins +145, flat eight in Houston tonight.
Let's go over, and let's go Houston's team total tonight. I mean, they got to bust out like what a 10 spot one of these nights. Come on.
Houston's
what are they going to put there?
Wanna go with
they're going to probably have like a four and a half.
Yeah, that is what they're at. All right, you can get me in on the Houston team total. I like that better than the over for the game. Right. So I'll go in with the Houston team total. Colorado and Arizona again tonight. Davis actually clued me in with this one. This number's at 10 right now.
Under.
You have Lamet going for the Rockies, who's awful. You have Tommy Henry going for Arizona. He ain't that much better. Minus 165 for the D-backs, plus 140 for Colorado. There's another over for me, Joe. I'm going after these games tonight with bad pitchers on the mound. This is a double bad pitcher night. I'm going for it. Over, Arizona.
I can't do it. They caught me last night. They had three runs in the first. I took it in game. I think the total was 9.5. All I know is dead under 5-1. I can't do it. I think the right side is Arizona. They're playing well, and Colorado on the road is absolutely atrocious. So I would lean to the under, though, but that's just me. I'm not playing it because they screwed me last night.
Now I'm definitely playing it. You're not playing
it? Oh, really?
I'm definitely playing it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because you play these overs in these late-night games every single night. You're telling me tonight you're not going to play that Colorado-Arizona game?
I don't like the field in Arizona. And first of all, every time they play a college football bowl game there, it's an under. So you know what? I'm going under in that, too.
The once a year that they play the bowl game out there,
the
you worried about it?
Typically.
And not anymore, right? Didn't they change the Cheez-It Bowl today?
Pop-Tarts. Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts got that bowl game now. The Pop-Tart Bowl. Yankees finally are in Seattle tonight. Clark Schmidt, who has been awful up until his last start. He pitched pretty well last time out. George Kirby, Kirby's Dreamland, goes for the Mariners. Mariners minus 140. Getting the Yankees at plus +120 again tonight. They've scored 10 runs in three straight games. 7.5 is the total. I want to go over again, Joe.
Let's go over again. Let's alt the Yankees. Let's lay a 1.5 with the Yankees and take the over.
Oh, what are you doing? You want to lay a? I don't want to go
sucks.
That far.
Come on.
I don't want to go that
they
far.
They just said they put up 10 runs in three straight games. Live a little.
Yeah, but that's not going to last forever.
Now you have alligator arms. When I say let's go for the gusto, go for the gold, then all of a sudden you're pulling dimes. I mean, come on.
How many runs do you want to lay with the Yankees? What do you want to lay?
A run and a half. One and a half.
Want to lay a run and a half plus 195.
Perfect.
To lay the run and a
half. And
the
over.
Yankees. And the over. So you want to do the plus 195 and the over. I'm just good with the over. Over 7.5 is just fine with me. I don't need to lay anything with the Yankees aren't going to mash these teams every night, especially with the lineups that they've been throwing out there. All it takes is one night for Judge to go 0-for-4 and they score nothing. They score one run. So I'm not going to be there tonight, Joe.
We're going to go curve, just with the over. Ricky. Bring him the heater.
Seattle's due to score some runs also with Schmidt on the mound. Go. So we're going to look for the Mariners tonight with that over. There you go, Joe. Your night in baseball. We'll continue to look at all these afternoon games as they continue to be played. How about we get to the NBA Finals? Me and Coach were just talking about it. Game one tomorrow night in Denver for the Heat and the Nuggets. Nuggets, of course, have been waiting a long time to finally get back on the court. Let's hear from head coach Michael Malone to kick things off now that he knows who his team will be facing in the finals. Here we go.
Well, as I told our team, man, like, forget the eight seed stuff. I mean, they beat Milwaukee 4-1, team that had the most wins in the NBA this year. They beat Boston 4-3, and they're up 3-0. Team with, I think, the second most wins in the NBA this year. So you get to the NBA Finals, it's not about seeding anymore. And for those that are thinking that this is going to be an easy series, I don't even know what to say to you people. I mean, like, this is going to be the biggest challenge of our lives. It's the NBA Finals. You know, this is, you're trying to win the first NBA championship in franchise history. It's going to be the hardest thing that we've ever done, which is the way it should be.
Yeah,
I like that, Joe. Businesslike. For Malone and the Nuggets. They've had a lot of time off, but they're focused, Joe. They understand the task at hand.
Yeah, make his team tight. I love it. That's it. They were flying loose. Now he's putting the pressure on him. That's perfect for Jimmy Buckets.
He's putting the pressure on him. What are you talking about?
They beat the team with the best record in Milwaukee. They beat Boston up 3-0. This is not going to be easy. Keep telling
them. What do you want him to say?
A little tight. Maybe he gets a little.
What do you want him to talk him down? What do you want him to go up there and say? This team sucks. We're going to take him in five. What do you want him to say?
One favorites, right? Minus 400 for the series. That's it.
Well, you know, all those coaches like to lie to you, Joe, and tell you that they don't look at the spreads. All those coaches like to tell you that they don't know about the spreads or who's the favorite and who's not. I don't believe Jimmy's looking at it. But maybe.
Don't bash Jimmy. Jimmy's looking at it.
Jimmy knows the spread. I agree with you on that. Jimmy knows the spread. Here is Aaron Gordon giving his respect to the Miami Heat. He even brought his coffee with him, Joe. Look at your boy, Aaron.
We got the utmost respect for them. They fight and they scrap and they have no quit in them. They play through 48 minutes a game and more if necessary. They play fearless. They play disciplined. They're well coached and have some guys that have been there before and have some guys that have chips on their shoulder. So, you know, we're not... I'm not looking at the seating or the story around it. You know, this is a very talented basketball team, a professional basketball team, and all those guys over there got game. So we respect it.
Yeah.
They respect him, Joe. They respect the opponent. What's wrong with that? Nothing tight about that. Respect the opponent, Joe.
And what happens when Miami hits them in the teeth and they take game one as a +310 underdog? What happens then? Then all the pressure's on your boy, Joker, and Gordon, and Jamal Murray. Let's see if Jamal Murray's hitting 73% from three-point land with Jimmy in his face every night. Let's see that.
Sounds like we know who Joe's taking in this series. Sounds like we know who Joe's got lined up. Sounds like Joe's on the Heat. Now they already did the work for you, Joe. They got you the ticket. East winner. Big ticket that you hit with them. And now you're going to go roll right back into them. You're going to stay with the
Heat. I'm going to do it on a game-by-game basis. I love them game one. I love them game one. How about that?
You love them with the points.
Yeah, no, I like them. They've won every opening game of every series. Every game.
There it is right there. You must have put your bet in last night because I think it was 310 when we did the radio show last night or 320, and now it's down to 290, plus 290. On Jimmy the money line. Lives. So Joe must have put his action in. And the spread's down to 8.5. We saw 9 last night when we were doing the radio show. So a little bit of a roller coaster there. All right, Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver, I, and Joe in for Scotty. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High, Joe Lisi in for Scotty on SportsGrid and SportsGrid Radio. It's time for Joe's favorite time of the day, and that is this day in Carver High history. 1964, the Giants beat the Mets 8-6, and get this, 23 innings. The game took 7 hours and 32 minutes to complete. That is why, 60 years later, they changed the rules in baseball. Now they will never be another 23-inning game with them putting that dopey runner on second base. 65, Jim Clark becomes the first 449 years to win the Indy 500. Only driver in history to win the Indy and F1 championship in the same year. 67, A.J. Foyt weaves his way through a pileup on the final lap to win his third Indy 500. 83, the 76ers finish off a sweep of the Lakers to win the NBA title. They haven't won since. 1987, the Oilers beat the Flyers in Game 7 to win their third Stanley Cup. 1996, Albert Bell uses a forearm to break up a double play and nearly breaks Fernando Vina's nose. Dude got a 2-game suspension. This is like Joe at the gym later. Here we go with Albert Bell.
There it is, Vina. Oh, this is just like the play in the third inning. And it was Albert Bell back in the third inning. This time he lays it on Vina even more so.
It was shoulder day for Bell, right, Joe? Was shoulder day. Yeah, they get
Joey
shoulder
Bell,
work. In.
LSU Tiger, baby. How could you not love Albert Bell?
Always
Kenny
about LSU.
Lofton, Jim Tomey.
LSU.
That was the team.
2002, the Nets win the Eastern Conference Final. They beat the Celtics. 2018, Zidane announced his resignation from Real Madrid after winning three Champions League titles. He's a quitter. That's what he was. All right, we have another hour to go on Coast to Coast. We have more NBA. We have NHL. And then, yes, Joe, a football show for the rest of the show after that. How about that? We're back on the grid right after this.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.